Just over 100 years ago, New York faced a crisis, a desperate need for new transportation improvements that could tie the city to its booming suburbs and to the rest of the country as a whole. In a sense, the future of New York depended on it. The city rose to the challenge through not one, but two extraordinary projects, both built by private interests, but imbued with a powerful sense of public mission: Pennsylvania Station and Grand Central Terminal. No one had ever seen anything like them. Spectacular new gateways to the metropolis. They were also visionary strokes of city building, sparking the creation of entire districts. The vision is simple in concept, if intricate in execution. First, postal operations that occur today in the back half of the Farley Building will be relocated to a new facility atop the Morgan Annex, allowing the Postal Service to efficiently consolidate its operations in a single, unified facility. It was 1753. A young George Washington led a group of riders through western Pennsylvania on the frontier of the growing British colonies. His mission was to intercept the French and inform them of interference on British land. The French had traded with the American Indians in this area for years. They refused Washington's demand, and the situation remained unsolved. As traders from the British colonies continued to push westward into this territory, it became clear that a trade war was brewing. While the French claimed this land by virtue of past exploration, the British sought to control it through treaties with the Indians. Some American Indians, who had lived on the land for centuries, saw both nations as a threat. And so, they headed straight for the marketplace. No, not that marketplace. This one. The marketplace of ideas. Here, instead of buying food, we shopped for information. We listened to people talk and debate, argue different points of view, before making an informed choice that was right for us. Now, sadly, not everyone liked us making our own decisions, and they did everything they could to keep us in the dark. But thankfully, people like my friend here were determined to think for themselves. Well, somewhat determined. Welcome to the Cool Cat Quiz. It's furiously fast fun filled with feline facts. Well, let's get right to it, you dig? From how far away can you hear the roar of an African lion? Touch a paw print to choose your answer. You might be asking yourself, okay, but what can Edge Media really do for our company? This is a great question to ask. As our services are made for almost everyone, it's hard to say in just a few words exactly what can be done both on and offline for your website, multimedia presentation, or other application. A lot of that depends on what type of business you have and how you want to serve your new and existing clients. However, here are a few general ideas that can give you a quick look at how we approach a project. What we try to do is get a working knowledge of your company and, together with your staff, come up with some innovative and creative ways to promote your products and services.